You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. Welcome to April the 22nd. This is Kat Lee, and this month in Hello Mornings, we're talking about fuel. How can we truly use nutrition and hydration to fuel our bodies so that we have the energy to do the things that God is calling us to do? And my tip for you today is one of my favorites because I use it all the time, and that's simply to make some healthy swaps. What do I mean by swaps? Well, there are so many things that we eat that we just sort of eat by default or because they're there that are quote-unquote treats. But there are other options that we have available to us that we might even like more that are far more healthy. Now, everyone is going to be different, and some of these swaps are going to seem really lame to some of you and might be brilliant for others. So the key here is to swap out something unhealthy that we currently consume and trade it for something healthy that we like just as much, if not more. The key here is to not suffer, because then we're not going to keep up with it. The key is to find those great swaps. So I did mention the other day that I tried to swap out brown jasmine rice for white jasmine rice, or I guess maybe I should say it the other way around. Instead of white jasmine rice, I can try to make brown jasmine rice, and I literally can't tell the difference. Sometimes with a swap, there are going to be downsides you need to consider, like the length of time for me that it takes to cook brown rice versus white rice. But if you take that into consideration and account for it, then there's literally no difference except for the nutritional benefit. Now, some other options would be you could swap out whole wheat bread You can swap out white bread and consume whole wheat bread. Maybe white bread is your favorite thing on the planet. Then keep eating that and find another swap that you can enjoy. So one thing that works for me is I really like fruit. So if I'm craving candy, instead of going to the store and getting a bag of candy, I might go to the grocery store and get a really big, really good grapefruit from South Texas. Now, if you've not had a South Texas ruby red grapefruit, don't judge my love for grapefruit, because those are different than the other grapefruits you might have. But I love a good South Texas ruby red grapefruit, or some raspberries, or frozen grapes. I adore frozen grapes. And I can often curb or eliminate a craving I have for candy or ice cream or something with one of those things. Now, again, for some of you, you might think that's pathetic. But there are swaps that you can make that you will understand for you that you enjoy just as much. Maybe you could swap out soda and drink sparkling water instead. Maybe instead of chips, you could have some roasted nuts. Instead of sour cream in your meal, you could put in some Greek yogurt. Or maybe instead of mayonnaise on a sandwich, you could have avocado or hummus. So there's lots of different options, and I encourage you and challenge you even to play around with them. Find things that you enjoy, because sometimes it's not the food that you enjoy. It's the convenience of it or the texture of it. For example, I would probably love snacking on chips in the evening, but it's not so much the chips that I want. It's the process of snacking. So I might just as well enjoy some popcorn or sugar snap peas, something that I can just eat and snack on. So be brainstorming about that today. What are some healthy swaps that you can make? And if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you're not too late. You are right on time. And it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-Minute Morning is just to look at the calendar today. Plan a few of the most important things and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-Minute Morning Routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-Minute Morning Routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-Minute Morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-Minute Morning Kit, our 3x5 Morning Reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's GOODIES. Now, my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.